quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
And welcome into the gym class, 3:04, Thursday edition of the show. We take it through the 3 o'clock hour. It's Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Thank you very much for joining us here today. Don't forget, following us, it'll be the Todd Brummel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. That'll be coming up from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock here this evening. Coming up, John Krant, Jim Fife Sports, will be joining us here in just a little bit. Talk about Major League Baseball, the National Hockey League playoffs getting underway last night and continuing tonight, obviously. And a little bit of NBA action as well, as the National Basketball Association concluded their regular season last night. And they will get things rolling here tonight. A lot of consternation as far as the NBA is concerned because of the fact that some teams, even if they were out of it, held out people last night, and which made some other teams very angry. So it is what it is. And now they're talking about, and I hate this, I hope it doesn't happen, because it is already, I believe, the longest calendar season that there is. November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June. Yes, the longest season of the four between football, basketball, baseball, and hockey. But there's talk the NBA to alleviate not having players sit out. They're going to make the week or the season even longer by a week. So we may very well. Are you hoping for July NBA basketball, Mark? Good afternoon. NBA basketball on the 4th of July doubleheader. No, it wouldn't be a doubleheader. It'd be the finals. But
I don't even like it in June. June just does not sound like basketball season, does it?
Well, not really hockey season either, but we've got to be hockey in June more than likely. But I don't know. Go back to 75 games, but like we talked about with football, that's probably not going to happen because the owners are going to lose money on that. I don't know. What do you think out there on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line? One of our topics here today at 319-366-1600. As mentioned, John Cranton will join us coming up in just a little bit. Afternoon baseball going on. We've got golf going on as well. Zach Johnson not playing this week at Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, as they are at the Heritage.
Yeah, a little surprised at that because, for one thing, it's right in Zach's backyard. Number two, he has played there in the past.
Correct.
But coming off a major championship, he evaluates his schedule every year and evidently didn't feel like he wanted to play this week. Obviously so. But he'll be back soon.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And they are playing at Hilton Head Island nonetheless. And we do have breaking news coming your way. It is being reported by several outlets that the longtime owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Dan Rooney, has passed away. Dan Rooney, the Rooney family, they've been, I believe, the only owners of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, I'm not a Steeler fan. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I know they've been long time. If they haven't been the only ones, they've been longtime owners of the Steelers. And Dan Rooney was the patriarch right now as far as the Steelers organization is concerned, and he has passed away. I do not have an age on that right now, but I'm sure that will be out there in just a couple of moments or so. As Steelers, of course, one of the great franchises as far as the National Football League is concerned, and you can make a pretty good case for maybe the overall top franchise as far as from the modern era of the National Football League, at least the Super Bowl era of the National Football League. You can make a pretty good case for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, Rooney's certainly an icon in terms of the National Football League, and you mentioned those great Steeler teams won 4 Super Bowls in a very short period of time, and it was under the Rooney family's architecture, really. I don't know. Is the Steelers? Is it the Steelers or the Packers? Is it the Patriots?
Ooh, do I smell a poll question? Little, we talk about the
most
fact,
successful franchise.
We talk about the fact that a basketball season and hockey season are too long, and here we are on April the 13th, and we're talking about the NFL. I think basically due to the passing of Dan Rooney. But
yeah,
that is a good question. Would it be the Packers? Would it be the Steelers? Cowboys, I think, got to be thrown into the conversation.
Six Super Bowl championships under Rooney did the Steelers have.
Yeah. 49ers.
49ers.
You got to throw them into the mix as well. What do you think out there at 319-366-1600? 319-366-1600. Who is the what is the most successful franchise in National Football League history? If you had to pick one.
Let's cut it down. Let's say the last 50 years.
Super Bowl era.
Super Bowl era.
I could see, if I had to make a choice right now on the radio waves here in Eastern Iowa, if I had to make a choice, I'd say the Steelers. Because in the Super Bowl, from basically Super Bowl 8-ish, that territory, to now, Steelers have really never had horrible seasons.
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys had a 1-15 year in there. When Jimmy Johnson came aboard, he inherited a horrible team when they shifted from Tom Landry to Jimmy Johnson in that era. 49ers were terrific, but they've fallen on hard times.
Steelers better than the Patriots resume?
You can make a pretty good case that the Patriots over the last 15 years have been the Kings, and I don't think there's any doubt about that. But you go the first 25 years. I still remember Steve Grogan and Randy Vataha playing for the New England Patriots. Not that they were bad players, Mark. But
sure,
Patriots had some lean times back then.
You could argue the 49ers in a defined period of time. I mean, the Packers won. How many Super
Where's
Bowls?
Todd
they, won
when
the
we
first,
need him.
They won the first two, right?
Correct. Beat the Chiefs in Super Bowl
I. Is it just three that they have?
Oh, no. There's more than that, I think. Packers Super Bowls. Look it up. Before we get it on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Dan Rooney was born in 1932, and he passed away at the age of 85 today. Posing with his favorite photo, with all of his Super Bowl trophies in the background for Dan Rooney.
Six of them, why not?
Absolutely.
And they won AFC championships in three or four different decades as well.
Yeah,
that's been impressive.
Bradshaw to Big Ben. I mean, they've had some very, very good teams. As far as longevity is concerned, I would have to say the Pittsburgh Steelers would be my choice as the NFL's best franchise. During the Super Bowl era. What do you think? 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to John Cranton coming up here in just a little bit. As, maybe we'll ask him. We'll get his thoughts about it. He's a Northeasterner. He'll let us know about that. What do you think out there? Let us know in the Jerry Ask Investment Services text
line. You know, looking at the Packers, it's kind of hard to discard them. I mean, they're consistently in the playoffs.
Now, the Packers, thank you, Todd, 13 times they have won world championships. But during the Super Bowl era, 60, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they have won 5.
Okay.
65, 66. No, wait a minute. 4. Because it was the 67 Super Bowl is the first one, correct? No. Yeah. 66
Super Bowl
season,
was
67.
60, yeah. 35-10 over the Chiefs.
So they've won 4 in the Super Bowl era, 9 prior to that, as far as the Packers are concerned. But we're just talking Super Bowl era. So the Packers had a good start, and they've had a good finish. The middle, a little blurry.
Packers won after the 2010 season.
I remember Lynn Dickey. Sorry. This comes from a guy whose quarterback was Todd Blackledge for a couple years. So I know where you're coming from. I know where you're coming from. By the way, thank you. I knew Todd would come through for us.
It's interesting because it's hard to you know, as you said, the Patriots in the last 10, 15, 20 years have been very, very, you know, the most successful franchise in football. Can you really compare that to what the Steelers did in Terry Bradshaw's era or what the Packers did and under Bart Starr back in the day in the 60s? The Cowboys have had some very good teams.
Absolutely. They've had some bad teams, though. Steelers have really not been flat out horrible for a long time. And I think they're going to be the favorites going into next year. With Le'Veon Bell and Big Ben coming back, if they can stay healthy, I think they'll be all right. We'll get Alex's opinion on this. We'll bring Alex in here from the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
Can we borrow him? Is that okay?
We can borrow him. We can borrow him.
Of course you guys can.
Yeah. All right, what do you think? Super Bowl era. Super Bowl era only. What is the best NFL franchise? Was it Pittsburgh? You got the Cowboys, Packers, 49ers.
I think the most consistent franchise has been the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's what I would go with.
I think about how few coaches they have had over that amount of time. Before Mike Tomlin, Bill Cowher was there for as long as I can. There have been three coaches in the past 50 years or something like that. And as you just said, Scott, I think you hit the nail right on the head. They have never really been flat out awful. Their definition of being good is winning a Super Bowl. So when they get embarrassed by the Patriots in the AFC Championship, they're talking about Mike Tomlin's job because that precedent that's been set there has been so high. Yep. Even though Tomlin's won two Super Bowls.
You make a good point about the consistency. Darren in Iowa City on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line.
It's not the Chiefs.
Said Denver. Actually, I would say the Patriots right now. That's Darren.
The Broncos and the Vikings go in, and the Bills for that matter, although the Bills didn't have the consistency. They had a great run with Thurman Thomas, Jim Kelly, and that era, but lost Super Bowls. Vikings obviously were there a lot, but lost Super Bowls. Broncos went a lot before Elway won that very first one to kind of turn things around, but they lost a lot.
And they've also had the Kyle Orton, Tim Tebow era. Mm-hmm. That's the thing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. What era for them was just, what was their worst
era?
They
won with Neil O'Donnell.
True. True. Try and think of the quarterback they had that's on Westwood One right now. The guy that followed Bradshaw. And the name escapes
Cajun me. Cajun Troy ill today. She said the New Orleans Saints.
For 1 year, Troy, you cornered the world. Thank you for... I hope you feel better, Troy, by the way.
26-49.
This had nothing to do with last Friday, did it, Troy?
26-49 Super Bowls, it has to go to the Patriots. Success as a franchise, I'll give it to the Packers. Won Super Bowls in multiple decades/eras and have built an enormous franchise brand in such a small city.
Yeah, they're top five. I mean, it's a good question. There's no right answer. There's no right answer to this question.
And you think about a team that really took over the city, and has taken over the city and defines the city.
Green Bay.
Yes, definitely, but Pittsburgh is right up there as well.
True. Hey, all the teams in Pittsburgh wear black and gold for a reason. Am I right?
I think consistency is a major factor because you talk about the 49ers as great a teams as San Francisco had in the Montana and Steve Young days. They've gone through some doldrums as well. As have the Cowboys. Cowboys been multiple Super Bowl participants, but they've gone through their share of hard times as well. So you've got to factor in the consistency, I think.
319-366-1600. Love to hear more of your thoughts and comments on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. You can also reach us via the phone lines as well. This all started due to the fact that Dan Rooney passing away today. He was actually 84, had not gotten to his 85th birthday yet. That just came out. 84 years old today that Dan Rooney left us. and left a great franchise. Bill Cowher coming out with a terrific tweet here. Thank you for your guidance and wisdom. I came in a young coach and left a better man. Your spirit will live forever. Bill Cowher, terrific coach. One of those great coaches you talked about.
As far as the St. Louis Blues, a great franchise, how, Alex, you have any?
Alex and I are sleep deprived today because of watching a little overtime hockey last night.
You know, I really wasn't going to be mad if they lost that game. They really didn't deserve to win that game.
Times.
The Wild outplayed them in pretty much every facet of the game, but that's hockey for you. It's, I think, the most random sport as far as the outcome of any of the major four sports. You see that all the time. They got outshot 52-26 and won the game.
Seeds don't mean much.
Seeds don't mean much, and stats really don't mean much either.
No, who's hot? And if you got a hot goalie?
Jake Allen helped.
Jake Allen was pretty darn good last night. So there you go. There's our hockey minute today. Blackhawks get started
talk
tonight.
To management if they want to sell that. The hockey minute.
The hockey minute? With Alex Kuhn?
It doesn't have to be me, but I can do it if it's worth it.
We're trying to get across the hall with Rick Swan every Thursday for a minute. A good minute. Rick brings over a record and talks about it.
We're just cruising with ideas.
Oh, we got a lot of ideas.
72-95 on the text line, minus the Super Bowl against Seattle, Denver Broncos over the last 15 to 20 years. Elway, Manning, a couple AFC championships, and a couple Super Bowls.
And lost a few before that. I think the Broncos are
They're pretty consistent, haven't they?
Broncos are in the conversation, no doubt. No, go back to Craig Morton's era. They weren't the greatest in the 60s, though, in the 70s, before Craig Morton got there and turned around Denver with those terrific teams that they had. But they lost Super Bowls, though. But ran into the Cowboys a lot, ran into some pretty darn good teams.
Cajun Troy said she recovered by Tuesday.
Thank you, Troy.
But
by
she also
Tuesday.
She also makes the point, in the Joe Montana years, they were in the NFC South with the Saints, Falcons, and Rams. It was easy winning that division every year.
True. Yeah, not the greatest division. I mean, you know that. Well, did you follow the Rams before the Rams ended up in St. Louis?
I did not.
Okay.
So 95 would have been my first year.
99-22, killing two birds with one stone. The Steelers, and it isn't even close. Three coaches won Super Bowls, most wins in Super Bowl era, most Super Bowl wins, and it's Scott, it's Mark Malone.
Mark Malone, thank you. Does a good job in Westwood One. Yeah, I'm not sure they won with Mark Malone, but he was in a no-win situation because I think he was the guy that replaced Terry Bradshaw that came on board, and nobody was going to replace those super Steelers.
It's kind of like
teams.
Following Tyler Ryder, isn't it, Alex?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Pretty much.
Well, if things go bad, you can go back to Alex Kuhn.
I actually got called that the other day at the mechanic shop. So,
really?
Yes.
Avid listeners.
What do you do? You and
they
Todd
aren't
have...
avid listeners to the show. That you? Meant?
I don't think so.
What do you and Todd have coming up at 4?
Well, Scott, you're going to like this. Dan Hayes of CSN Chicago is going to join us to talk a little White Sox baseball at 4:35, and we're going to have you guys won't like this as much. Cody Taylor of Basketball Insider is going to preview the NBA playoffs. Last night was the last night of the regular season in the NBA, so we'll talk with Cody Taylor. And would you?
Oh, would you?
Woodja's back. Maybe I'm breaking some news here that I shouldn't be. We ended the program yesterday basically teasing the fact that it might or might not be back.
It's a staple.
It is.
It has to be back. If there's one thing that survives from one era to another, I mean, there's always got to be one thing. And I think it should be Woodja.
I agree.
And I'm not going, I'm going to say this. I love college basketball. I love college basketball much more than I love the NBA. But the NBA, I can take the playoffs, except they're too long. First,
I don't like the 1 versus 8s and
go
really
back
the
to
two,
best
two,
3 of 5 for that first
two versus
round.
7, you know,
yeah,
4 or 5 games are good.
But
usually,
there has been an 8 that has beaten a 1 though in that first round of the playoffs. But it happened in the best 3 of 5 scenario. So, there you go. John Cran's going to join us coming up here, 24 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. As we get rolling on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class, we have a four-pack of tickets to Cedar Rapids Colonels baseball for you to win today. We will do that before 4 o'clock. That'll be for either Saturday, April the 22nd or Sunday, April the 23rd. Colonels taking on the Kane County Cougars at that time. Colonels back tonight at home as they start a homestand. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers in the Milwaukee Brewers Class A Midwest League affiliate. So, and tomorrow night is KZIA Mug Club night, first one of the year. So make your plans to be out at the ballpark tomorrow evening. We'll take a break. Come back with John Cranton after this.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at austeds.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Hey, Golic, big vacation this summer. Any survival tips?
Yep, Greeny, pack a roll of T-Rex tape.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, T-Rex tape is ferociously strong for quick fixes, even on rough and dirty surfaces.
How strong are we talking?
Well, T-Rex tape is formulated with super aggressive adhesive for ultimate holding power. Rip in your luggage, T-Rex will fix that. Hole in your kayak, it has a waterproof backing and UV-resistant materials to hold up in extreme weather.
I've got to get my hands on T-Rex.
T-Rex, ferociously strong tape.
Available at Menards.
Greeny, you know how to win at business?
Tell me how.
Show up early for meetings. That way everybody who's only on time looks like slackers.
Well, I got a better way to win at business.
What's that?
Instant free nights at La Quinta Inns and Suites. You can show up with no advance reservation and redeem your La Quinta Returns loyalty points for a free night that same night just by using the La Quinta app.
I feel like I'd win at business more than you.
I'd cream you at business.
Impossible. I'm undefeated at business.
Go to LQ.com now and prepare to win at business.
Napa Know-How.
Tooling around the yard on a riding mower isn't just yard time. That's listen to the game time. Enjoy the great outdoors time. Or maybe just think about absolutely nothing time. Unless you've got a dead battery, that's no fun time. So head to Napa, where lawn and garden batteries are as low as $21.99 with exchange. That's $21.99, just in time for mowing time. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 4/30/17.
Dugatz here for Canadian Mist. You know what I'm looking forward to? Hanging with friends on the back deck. We'll grab the red Solo cups, pour some Canadian Mist whiskey with a splash of cola, a little crushed ice. It's so simple. There's absolutely nothing better. Whether you're making stories or telling them, it's how friends share a drink. Read about our story and get some great recipes at CanadianMist.com. Canadian Mist whiskey, simply together, drink responsibly. Canadian Mist blended Canadian whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, Brown Foreman, Louisville, Kentucky.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM. Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
We are back at 3:28 here in the Thursday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Tomorrow, we're going to be down at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. It will be the extended version of the KGYM road trip, the supersize edition. That is driven by Linder Tire Service. We'll be down there from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock. Joining us live tomorrow, Scott Docterman. From the land of 10. Talk a little Iowa Hawkeye spring football. Doc's in the bleachers today.
Yeah, he's in Chicago.
The right field bleachers at Wrigley Field. Him and his wife and taking in the Cub game. Very happy right now because the Cubs are up 4-0 over the Los Angeles Dodgers in the sixth inning. Pirates leading the Red Sox 3-1. Byron Buxton got a hit.
Stop the presses.
We should have a sound effect. No, that's mean. That's me. I think everybody here in Cedar Rapids hopes, even if you're not a Twin fan, that Byron Buxton gets this thing figured out. Because obviously, being a former colonel and everything that he did here, love to see him do it at the major league level.
Yep. Twins leading 11-4 right now in the top of the ninth at Detroit. You mentioned the Cubs score. Angels trailing the Rangers 3-0 in the third inning. Everything else under the lights, and we'll talk to John Cranton about a couple of those games.
Yes, we will, as we bring in John Cranton right now from Jim Fye Sports in Las Vegas. You can follow him on Twitter at Jim Fye Sports, or just go online, jimfeist.com. That is the website out there. John, good Thursday to you. How you been?
I'm doing good, gentlemen. A little bit windy here in the desert, and I'm going to have to throw one more quarterback at you. You mentioned Mark Malone following Bradshaw, which is true. He did share some time with Cliff Stout, if you remember him.
Cliff Stout. What, didn't they draft Mark Malone specifically, I think, out of Arizona State to be the guy to replace Terry Bradshaw?
I thought Mark Malone was drafted to replace Tom Selleck on that TV show.
Very true.
Hey, John, not a great big body of work yet to draw on in terms of baseball. Teams have only played 10 games. But what do you look at? Let's take the Indians and White Sox, for example. 4-4 team against 3-4. And what are you looking at?
I talked to an odds maker, a guy who bets the other day, and he looks at underdogs in April because, number one, nobody knows anything. Now, it's not true that nobody knows anything, but a lot of these numbers that fans look at and even the odds makers, they're based on last year's numbers for pitchers and hitters. And when you examine players, they don't, in baseball more than any other sport, it's not consistent. Guys can have very good years pitching, and relievers are starters, and the next year just be totally out of sync because of injuries. So I look at underdogs, and because the weather is often cooler in April, which it has been, I look at low-scoring games, and we've had that kind of with the White Sox-India series, too.
Yeah. By the way, Mark Malone was drafted out of Arizona State. I was correct on that one, and came in, they said, to replace Terry Bradshaw after he retired. So there you go. I got a couple there. I got to put them down when I get something right here on the program today. The Oakland A's taking on the Kansas City Royals. Kansas City is really scuffling at the start of the season right now. Can they get things turned around at home, taking on an Oakland team that's playing, anyway, so far, better than a lot of people thought they would?
Yeah, Kansas City is a slight favorite here. The odds makers are saying that they're going to start to turn it around. But, yeah, you're right. It's been a struggle. Well, what a drop this team has had from those World Series appearances in such a short time. They're just not hitting. The Royals dead last in runs scored, dead last in on-base percentage. Boy, at this point, bring back Willie Wilson. They need some type of spark plug atop that offense. The pitching is better but not great in the middle of the pack. Going to be looking at Jason Vargas tonight. I kind of like him in that he's a veteran and he doesn't walk anybody. It's essential to throw strikes, and he does that. And 34 years old, though, he's certainly not an elite pitcher. He is off a very good game against Houston, so he's got a 1.50 ERA. And when Vargas starts at home, he lights out, a 7-0 record the last few times he started. On the other hand, Kansas City, when they face the American League West, just 8-26, and we've seen it in this series as Oakland will be going for the sweep tonight, winning 2-0 and 8-3. They're on a 3-1 run, Oakland is, despite a long road trip. Overall, though, Oakland, despite the short winning streak, they're really not that strong a team. They're number 20 in runs scored, a bad team as far as on-base percentage, number 24th, and even the pitching is not really carrying them. They're ranked 23rd in team ERA. Going to have a look at Jesse Hahn going tonight. He's got a good ERA, but when you take a larger look at his body of work, he's got average stuff. Last year when he threw on the road, didn't win a game. They were 0-3 with him with an ERA over 13. And if you factor that out over the last 3 years for a larger body of work, a losing road record with an ERA over 5. So the way I'm going to have to look at tonight's game is kind of cooler weather here in April. Nobody's really scoring for the Royals, so I'll look at a very low-scoring game. We've got the Vegas total of 9. It's kind of high for two teams that are so weak offensively. I'll go with either team could win, but it'll be a very small, low score. I'll go with 3-2 final either way.
In the National Hockey League playoffs, John, the Chicago Blackhawks begin quest for their what they hope to be the fourth Stanley Cup championship this decade, and it looks like a lopsided series against Nashville, is it?
Well, let's see. The Vegas oddsmakers, the money's coming in Chicago for game one, up to 170 now, total puck on 5.5. This is a pretty good Nashville team, too. I would even call them a dangerous team. What stands out about them, a dominant home team, winning almost two out of every three home games, on the road, a losing road record. With that said, though, they finished number 11th in the NHL in goals scored. Peter Laviolette, his teams historically, he forces the defensive players to go in attack mode, and they've got some star power here with Forsberg and Arvidsson and the newcomer P.K. Subban, terrific young defenseman. And they, despite their road troubles, they can't be a dangerous team, especially when you factor in the veteran goalie and Pekka Ryan, who's had a nice run down the stretch. But Chicago, they're in a class by themselves, winning record both home and away, won this division, a terrific 1-2 punch with Anisimov and Kane. And they're at home where they're a dominant home team, 26-10-5 on the year, and they just got Anisimov back because he hasn't played since March 14th. And then there's the coaching factor. Joel Quenneville's just the best in the game. When he has home ice in any series, 11-1, totally dominant. And, of course, they've won several cups, as you mentioned, so they're primed for postseason. They got a veteran goalie in Corey Crawford. When you look at the head-to-head matchups, Chicago has really dominated this team. They lost the opener, the second game of the season, 3-2. But since then, they won three straight against this Nashville team. And they had no trouble scoring, 5-3, 5-2, and 3-2, and two of those games were on the road, so they won three in a row. And also notice that when these teams play, it's about attack mode on offense and speed, because it's 10-2-5 over the total high-scoring games. So Vegas has Chicago as the favorite to win the Stanley Cup at 4-1. Just on a side note, the team that yesterday opened as the lowest odds was St. Louis, 33-1. However, don't tell the Minnesota Wild that after last night. So I'll look for the Chicago game to be a high-scoring one, have to lean toward the home team. I'll go with the Blackhawks 4-3 tonight.
Interesting. Blues are 33-1 and last, huh? I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, they were going into last night. The odds shifted a little bit when you pull an upset like that, especially on the road. But, yeah, I think it's because the Western Conference is expected to win, much more dominant conference.
Well, let's go to the Blues. They win game one last night, or I should say early this morning, up in St. Paul against the Minnesota Wild. Jake Allen was terrific last night. And how about the rest of the series? Game two coming up on Friday night tomorrow at the XL Energy Center as well.
You can't ignore the hot and cold streaks with these teams. And St. Louis certainly peaking down the stretch now, a 15-4 run after last night or early morning victory. And they've done it with the new coach and great balance. Number 12 in the league in goals scored and goals allowed. Not a lot of weaknesses. And they did it. Hey, no staff needs, no problem the way they won last night's game with a terrific defensive performance, which they've been known for this time of the year. Minnesota in desperation mode. You know, when you look at Minnesota's entire season, it was really a dominant regular season. They finished second in goals scored, seventh in goals allowed. Very rare to have that. And yet, down the stretch last month, they kind of faltered. The defense kind of suffered. And then game one, they lose game one, 2-1, despite a really, they did everything they could to try and win that game, a whopping edge in shots of 52-26. They had a 2-1 edge in hits, 35-18, and won the faceoffs by a significant margin, 47-33. So they must be shaking their heads this morning saying, what else do we have to do? So Vegas is looking at this one as, you know, when a team that's favored wins that first game at home, they are in desperation mode, and they're more likely to win that second game. And the money's come in on them. They're up to a 2-1 favorite now, minus 200. However, St. Louis has that balance I mentioned. Clear what's going to happen. Minnesota's going to come out trying to score, but St. Louis is going to be happy to slow the pace down, which certainly they're very strong at, maybe keep it close. And maybe if it's a close game in the third, the pressure might start to get to a Minnesota team that hasn't seen a lot of wins the last month. And the Blues have now won six of the last eight games against the Wilds. So I wouldn't be putting my money on Minnesota. However, if you ask me the final score, I think desperation and the home team wins that. I'll go with Minnesota 4-2 as they head to St. Louis.
Washington and Toronto have never met in the postseason, but they do so tonight. Washington, a very, very good home team with a hot goalie. What are your thoughts here, John?
Boy, this is a youth versus experience showdown. Toronto clearly ahead of schedule, picking up that terrific draft pick, Austin Matthews, 40 goals. He leads a great offensive team, fifth, you know, top five in the NHL in goal scoring. However, it's a young team, and the defense is very shaky. 22, ranked 22nd in goals allowed. Hard to see this team making any kind of a playoff run. However, there's no pressure on them. Then you got this Washington team that they just have it all. They're a big favorite here. Actually, the money's come in on a huge fashion on Washington from minus 193 to minus 245. That's kind of high for my liking. But the numbers say Washington third in goals scored, tops in the NHL in goals allowed, and they're top 7-2 in specialty units. 59-19 run at home. If you want to find any weaknesses in Washington, which is hard to do, when you give them three or more days rest, most teams are pretty good. They're terrible. They've lost seven consecutive games with this kind of rest. Still, it's a Washington team that really has it all. They're 17-5 in this vicinity against Toronto in this park and this whole ice here. So, and they've also won seven of the last eight. So I kind of think that the kids from Toronto might get a rude awakening tonight. I'll go with 3-0 Washington.
Good to have Toronto back, though, in the postseason. It's been a while for the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, one of the original teams. Always nice to see them as well as the Canadian teams in. It's fun, yep.
John, the NBA starts this weekend. Is there any numbers out to talk about?
Just started to come out. Yeah, early this morning there wasn't any, but this Bulls-Celtics game is going to start off on Sunday, number one seed against the number eight seed. And, you know, the Bulls are a 500 team for the season, but you wouldn't know that coming down the stretch. They really worked hard to get here. 9-4 straight up and against the Vegas number to get here. And we've got the Bulls as an 8-point underdog for game one Sunday, total of 205.5. And when you look at the last 13 games, Chicago, well, they beat the Cavaliers, they beat the Bucks and the Hawks, all playoff teams. And they went to Toronto as a 7.5-point underdog, just lost by 2 points. So, playing pretty well, right? Well, those other losses, the three losses, were to the Nets, the 76ers, and the Knicks. So it's a strange team to try and figure out how they're going to show up. What stands out is that they're very strong defensively for this coaching staff, top six in the NBA in points allowed, but you never know if the offense is going to click. Number 23 in points scored. It's clearly a guard-oriented team with Butler, Wade, and Rondo. Rondo heading back to face his old team here. And when the teams play during the regular season, they split two games. It was a home team that won. And now this Boston team, I mean, think about this. They're a number one seed with 53 regular season wins. That just shows you how weak the East is. That's not the norm for a number one seed. And Boston really not playing that well coming in. 3-7 spread run, only 1-7 against the spread at home. It's also a guard-oriented team with Isaiah Thomas and Avery Bradley. The defense is actually pretty good, better than you might think. Number 9 in field goal shooting defense. And then number 2, defending the three, only Golden State was better. They really play good defense for Brad Stevens. But what happened a year ago when the Celtics got to the playoffs, the team they played, the Hawks, they put the book on how to defend Boston. You attack, double-team Isaiah Thomas, and when you force him to give it up, Boston didn't have any scoring options. I expect that's what the Bulls are going to do because they have a strong coaching staff. But I'll have to go with the defense in this one, because the Bulls, number 6 in the NBA in points allowed. Boston, I just mentioned, better than people think. But I think the total is kind of high. I'll go with a close game, Boston 101-99. More of a defensive battle in game one than people might expect.
Mm. Is this just kind of an exercise in futility? Are we just playing for a month and a half just to get to Cleveland against Golden State again? Or does Boston have a legitimate chance now that they're the number one seed in the East? Can somebody like a Houston jump up in the West? Or Vegas thinks it's going to be Golden State against Cleveland. I know that.
Yeah, they have numbers on that. That's the likely matchup. It's anywhere from minus 300. And if somebody else doesn't get there, you'd actually get plus money, like plus 200 on some team pulling the upset. But no, Golden State is the team to beat with Durant back. They have so many weapons. And in the East, yeah, I don't look at the Celtics as being a team that's likely to get to the NBA Finals. I think it has to go through Cleveland. We just saw them in a showdown last week at Boston and for the number one seed on the line, and Cleveland just rolled over the Celtics before struggling in these last three games. But, yeah, it's likely to be a repeat of last year's final.
John, did you have Sergio Garcia on your master sheet?
No, I did not. He surprised me. But hats off to him. He played exceptionally well in those windy conditions.
Yeah, he did. Very much so. And John, if you would, give us a free play and talk a little bit about Jim Feist Sports.
Sure, I'll go to the NHL again, but not the teams we talked about. Well, the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, the late game tonight. They're facing this young Calgary team. Anaheim has won 27 straight games at home against Calgary, which is just phenomenal at this level of any sports. So I'll go with Anaheim Mighty Ducks. If you want free plays, you can go to jimfice.com or just call a toll-free number every day, 888-294-1970.
All right. Hey, John, always a pleasure, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. We'll see you then, guys.
All right. John Cran from Las Vegas joining us. Check him out at Jim Feist Sports on Twitter or jimfice.com. And thank you very much for doing so. All right, 3:44 here on the program. As we get ready to go to break, we have not forgotten that it is a Thursday. Even though you were off, I was off. Bowling Night in America did go on, the penultimate edition. We're going to get to that coming up here in just a moment. But first, going to give you an opportunity to win a family four-pack of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels in action. Colonels taking on Kane County on Saturday, April the 22nd, or Sunday, April the 23rd. And we will have free tickets for you all week here. And for more information, check them out online at colonels.com. We'll take caller number 6. 319-366-1600, 319-366-1600, caller number 6, you are going to pick up a family four-pack to see Cedar Rapids Colonels baseball. Back with a Bowling Night in America wrap-up after this.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Associated Materials, one of the largest window manufacturers in the USA, has temp to hire first and second shift production positions open right now in Cedar Rapids. Work first shift and enjoy warm weather nights off, or sleep in and work second shift. With their new progressive pay increases, you'll get a raise every 30 days. And after 90 days on the job, first shift earns $12 an hour and second shift earns $13. Interested? Call 319-390-0600. 319-390-0600.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000 mile mark. And right now, get a 5-quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $23.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Two guys who may have faces made for radio. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. The Gym Class. KGYM.
Jason from Iowa City. He is a winner of our Colonels giveaway today. A four-pack of tickets to see the Colonels take on Kane County Saturday, April the 22nd, or Sunday, April the 23rd. Thank you very much, Jason, for listening. We'll have another four-pack to give away tomorrow when we're down in Iowa City. Scott Docterman's going to stop by. We'll talk all things Hawkeyes coming up tomorrow as Iowa is on the eve, or no, I beg your pardon, they are a week away from their spring scrimmage. Five Big Ten teams will have spring games or scrimmages coming up this weekend. It is the season. Several major schools, programs had their spring games last week. Iowa State had their spring game last week, of course, for Matt Campbell. UNI goes this weekend, and we'll check in with UNI Panthers football coming up as well. And then Iowa goes following weeks. Nice to have them all stacked up like that, isn't it?
Spread out.
Gotta like that. Now, yeah. UNI's got moved up a week because there is a concert that is going to be taking place at the Uni Dome that they were not going to be able to play football. So there you go.
Four afternoon baseball games, one in the books right now. The Minnesota Twins have defeated the Detroit Tigers 11-5 to rescue the final game of that series. In progress, the Cubs leading the Dodgers 4-0 in the seventh, bottom of the seventh, that is. Pirates on top of the Red Sox 3-1, bottom of the eighth. And the Rangers blanking the Angels 5-0 in the third.
Twins a winner, though, today.
Yeah, big offensive day. And Phil Hughes got his second victory of the year. Encouraging.
Twins baseball tomorrow night, 7 o'clock against the White Sox. Twins go back home to Target Field tomorrow night, and that will be 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, your spring and summer home of Minnesota Twins baseball. So looking forward to that with Corey Provis and Dan Gladden.
More baseball on the weekend as well. St. Louis and the New York Yankees. That'll be on Saturday. Early, isn't it? 11 o'clock, something like that.
Yep, yeah. That's an 11 o'clock pregame for a 12 noon start from the Bronx. That'll be Sunday night baseball as well. We will have NBA action coming up on Sunday afternoon for you as well. Golden State, I believe it's Golden State. I'll have to double check on that. They just came out with the schedule today, and then ESPN Radio is going to have some weekday evening NBA basketball as well. So a couple games will come up next week. It's all been freshly minted, as they say. So just we'll get that up and running at KGYMradio.com here in just a little bit. What was up and running last night was Bowling Night in America. And this wrap-up brought to you by May City Bowl, Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Oh, it's getting tight at the top. It's getting exciting here with 1 week to go. Believe it or not.
New Evergreen League champion, not minted quite yet. We'll tell you about that in a second here. The Rusty Nails got off the schneid last night, minus Scott and myself. Maybe that's the key. I don't know.
Perhaps that is telling us something.
Boys won 2 out of 3 games and the series for 3 out of 4 points. Brought us ever closer to the 500 mark, 63-65. And that sets up a titanic matchup in the final week.
Oh, baby.
It's the Rusty Nails and the Pin Pals squaring off for not only position in the league, money on position night, and the possession for all summer of the Schmedium May City jacket.
Of which they took away from us last year at the end. Why is it we're always facing the Pin Pals in the last week of the season on position night at the bottom?
I don't know. It's like Yankees Red Sox at the end or
except
something.
They
like
usually
that.
Get to the playoffs. Should we petition for like a chase? No, nothing like that.
We look forward to that. That'll be next Wednesday, and we'll tell you all about it next week.
There ever been more on the line with nobody really caring with the Pin Pals and the Rusty Nails?
There's about 10 or 12 people that really care, and those are the members of the team. And I'm not sure all of us really care that much.
We care.
I could hardly believe my eyes this morning when I opened the newspaper and saw the high games and series in the mature Evergreen League. Our league secretary, Mike Hoskins. Hardly the best bowler in his family. But he's had some 300s. He's had a very good career. And last night he posted a 277 for high game in the Evergreen League.
Congratulations, Mike.
We'll not talk about his series, but he did have 277 game, which is excellent, Mike. Good job. 3 700s in the league last night. Trevor Wald at 725, and Lon Pepper and Ian Schrage both at 706. The team race, Scott, gets down to the final week. Union Station leads by a half game. A one-half game over KBO Catering after all these weeks. It comes down to a half a game lead.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Mike Palumbo, the pressure is on you, dude.
As the anchor man.
You have all weekend to think about it, Mike.
No pressure. None
at actually,
all.
Bowling doesn't stop at the end of the Evergreen League or any leagues this month. Summer leagues forming right now. You can call and inquire out there at May City Bowl and check them out. You can also line up a birthday party, company outing, what have you. Visit the pro shop. Number at May City Bowl, 362-0136. And the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
We have the place up for grabs next week, the jacket up for grabs next week. We could conceivably make it. Well, we can make it on the left side of the ledger.
There's 3.5 games separating third place and ninth. Yeah.
And then two more back to 10th. Pen pals have to beat us 3 out of 4.
I'm not making any predictions.
No, I'm stating facts. They have to beat us 3 out of 4 to get the jacket and to get ahead of us. What I will ask you, and maybe we can put this next Wednesday's Emil's Hideaway poll question, what would be harder to live with through the summer, having the pen pals finish ahead of us in the standings or having the pen pals own the jacket and finish ahead of us in the standings?
Yes.
Or neither?
Yes.
I stated that poorly, but you know what I mean.
2258 on the text line. Let the countdown begin to position around on the battle for the medium jacket.
Always good to hear from the Whittles
it's
out there.
Going to sweep the area. I know that.
Always good.
Much like Bowling Night in America.
Yeah. But there are summer leagues forming, and there are a lot of great plans out there at May City Bowl for the summer. Stop by, inquire. They got a lot of things going on in the weekend evenings and nights as well. So a lot of fun. Stop on by and ask them.
Indeed. Looking forward to getting back to the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City tomorrow as the Gym Class and Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn will be on stage there at Coach's. And then Monday, very much looking forward to an interview with Bill Johnson, who wrote the book Hal Trotsky. Very interesting biography, and I'm sure Bill will have some great stories out of that book. Of course, Hal Trotsky out of Norway, had some terrific years with the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. And looking forward to that. That'll be coming up on Monday with Bill Johnson. Looking forward to talking with him and getting ready for Iowa spring football coming up next week, as well as the spring scrimmage will come up a week from Friday. And that will be down at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. First time they're going to try a night game down there for the spring game, for lack of a better term. I know it's not a game, it's a scrimmage, but it is what it is, and it'll be on a Friday night.
So, not a horrible idea.
No. We'll see how it goes. See how it plays out down there. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn will come your way next here on KGYM. You heard their guest lineup a little bit earlier on, so looking forward to seeing and listening to those folks coming up here. And that will be coming up just past the top of the hour. We'll get you a SportsCenter update as well. They'll update you on what's happening in the world of Major League Baseball. We'll see you in Iowa City tomorrow.
Look forward to it.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class here on KGYM.
Writing job descriptions, sifting through resumes, setting up interviews. Hiring's hard, but Indeed.com makes it easier. Post your job, manage candidates, schedule interviews, all on Indeed. And since independent research shows that Indeed